relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
现在讲一句，你们没有资格在中国的面前说，你们从实力的地位出发跟中国谈话。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
We don't have the authority to speak to China from a position of strength. There you have it, my friends. Less than 2 months into the Biden administration, and the world is turned upside down. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. From the vantage point of a former deputy, former strategist to the president, as an individual who's been involved with national security affairs since 1991, I never believed that in the space of less than 60 days, the world could change so radically for the worse. In the last 48 hours, a former KGB colonel who rules Russia with a hand of iron, a nation with 11 time zones, with the second largest nuclear battery in the world, has challenged our president, a senile individual who just today fell three times in the space of a couple of seconds trying to climb the steps onto Air Force One. He challenged that man to a live debate. What is the response? This is the response. Crickets. Why? Because that man is incompetent. Because the floor would be wiped with Joe Biden by Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin is laughing in our faces. Not something they did when my boss was in the Oval Office. And then we have the audio you just heard. I'm grateful that it was filmed on U.S. territory, the most shocking of all, at the Alaska summit between the U.S. government, the administration of Joe Biden, and the leaders of the Chinese delegation from the biggest communist dictatorship in the world. Antony Blinken our chief diplomat, blathered his way through the left-wing, politically correct, virtue-signaling, snowflake talking points until a seasoned Chinese diplomat utterly destroyed him using Democrat talking points, quoting back to the U.S. delegation. Well, I'm sorry. You're a racist country. You're racially divided. You have problems like Black Lives Matter. Everything the Democrats have tried to convince you is a problem with America was loaded into the barrel of that delegation's machine gun and rhetorically fired fully automatically into the face of that beta male cuckold who is Antony Blinken. And he sat there with a woman next to him in his delegation who has purple hair. I'm not joking. And according to the rumors, irony of irony, in just the last few hours, it has been reported that Beijing Biden in the White House was irate and screamed at Antony Blinken when he saw the video of the U.S. delegation at the Alaska summit with him at the head of the delegation and a woman with purple hair seated next to him. This is what the face of America has become. Whether it's Iran, just 2 days ago, unveiling new rocket launching pads at one of its facilities. Whether it's the KGB colonel making an invitation to our president that he will never, ever be able to accept because he is physically and mentally incapable, or whether it is our diplomatic corps being made to look like a bunch of rank amateurs from a high school glee production. We're not 4 years into the second Biden term. There never will be a second Biden term given what he did on the steps walking up to Air Force One today. I doubt there'll be a second year of a first Biden term. But this is the 60th day. And our adversaries, and I don't mean just adversaries, I mean our enemies, have taken a measure of us and they have found us to be wanting. And we will return inexorably, rapidly, to exactly where we were for the 8 years of the Obama administration. When that man, who likewise was shaped, bouncing on the knee of an avowed communist, to believe that America is the problem, is the neo-colonialist problem. That man, when he became our first black president, went on an apology tour. He traveled the world, emboldening our enemies, helping the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, destabilizing countries like Libya and Syria until ISIS returned for the first time ever in more than six centuries to establish a caliphate in the Middle East where Jews and Christians and apostates were beheaded on camera. America was weak. America was feckless. America was laughed at. And the whole world suffered. You don't have to have a Republican president, but you need to have a strong president. When we have leadership coming out of the White House, the world is a safer place for republics and democracies. When Chinese diplomats throw Democrat talking points back in the face of the American Secretary of Defense, we are living in dangerous times. When Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world, is just waiting for Obama's disastrous JCPOA Iran deal to be re-inked and for the billions of dollars to flow again, it is a dangerous time. And when Russia realizes that their Potemkin leader is far tougher, is far more serious an individual than the man in the Oval Office, it is dangerous times. America is the greatest nation on God's earth, but that requires that our leaders believe it too. And right now, that is not the case. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, author of The War for America's Soul. And we have quite the show for you today. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, don't touch that dial.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Every Friday, we connect to my good friend Trish Regan, award-winning journalist, fearless defender of the truth, New Hampshire native. Follow her, Trish_Regan on Twitter, trishintel.com, and the Trish Intel podcast. I'm going to be the maitre d', if you permit me, Trish. I'm going to lay in front of you a large menu of delightful comestibles. We can talk about Morgan Stanley going Bitcoin. We can talk about gold, silver, and palladium. We could even talk about the border, which I know is a big issue for you. But lastly, I think the one that might be on everybody's front burner, misrepresentations of impending tax hikes. But it is ladies first, your choice.
I'm going with that, Seb.
Okay.
This is the great American tax hike. I mean, this is really,
but only
really
for people people who earn more than $400,000, correct?
Right, right.
That's what
so
Biden said.
He doesn't even know, right? Like, I'm a nice person. You know what? I'm willing to forgive anybody. You know, you can misstep when you're going up the stairs as we saw him today. You can forget that Kamala is your vice president and call her President Harris. Like, I'm going to give him all that. But you know where I draw the line? When you go on ABC News and you tell George Stephanopoulos that no one's tax is going to raise, not one single penny, if you, as long as you don't make more than $400,000. That's not the policy. And he's got the cleanup crew by way of Jen Psaki at the White House trying to, you know, get the sweeper out to try and fix this thing, because it turns out, no, it's $400,000 per family. So this is a man who's our president that does not even know his own darn tax policy. And he's talking about raising taxes, the largest since 1993, and he doesn't even know the stuff.
Okay, so what's the reality? How bad is it?
It's bad. I mean, it's really bad. You're talking about, okay, on the corporate side, right? Small business owners are going to be affected by this. Big corporations are going to be affected. Ford's talking about taking a $900 million operation out, yes, of Ohio, moving it to Mexico.
Which is exactly the opposite of what we witnessed for 4 years under President Trump.
Right, because American companies were incentivized to be here. Why? Lower taxes, 21%, versus where does Biden want to take them? To 28%. Not to mention that you actually had sort of a national effort there, if you would, by the administration under Donald Trump to really retain big American companies and incentivize them to really be here. So, you know, taxes, that's a total mess. Individual tax rates are going to go up, and then there's this thing called capital gains. Now, if anybody's been investing in the market lately, you want to pay attention to this because they want to actually up any gains that you make. Don't forget, this is income you've already paid taxes on, right? Like, you take your paycheck home, you save a certain amount, you put it in the market, you gamble it effectively in the market by putting it into these American businesses in hopes that they'll grow. And now they want to treat that as income as opposed to investment, which means you're going to pay a whole lot more in the way of taxes on any capital gains, investment income. I mean, the whole thing is so unbelievably moronic. And they're just going to say, oh, well, things are better. Why? Because we're getting handouts from the Federal Reserve and the federal government.
So unpack this for us. It's not, you use the word moronic. So it's not just that it's going to hurt so many more people so deeply. What are the ramifications for the national economy and for markets, Trish?
Well, the ramifications are that we could not have the growth that we need to sustain all the money printing. And then you're in a situation where, what, the bubble bursts? I mean, let's be clear. I mean, I love it, right? The market keeps going up. It's fantastic. It's great. I'm actually a believer in that. And I think that you need to be in the markets because you need to be able to offset this pending inflation somehow, some way. But what happens when interest rates start going so high, the Federal Reserve can't do anything about it, we're not growing enough, and suddenly the bubble bursts? I mean, I'm sorry, but every single asset bubble we've ever had in history, and I'm not saying it's happening next month or even 6 months from now, but every single one has been as a result of overactive government. And this is what we're seeing all over again. Instead of getting out of the way, right, and letting us do what we know how to do, which is to make money and to be free. I mean, capitalism, right, and freedom, to me, Seb, you know, go hand in hand. That's why I don't think China can ever really achieve what it hopes to without having the real freedom, right? And they're taking away our freedom. They're taking away capitalism. And I just think that is a prescription for total disaster on so many levels.
Is it a fait accompli if we look at the voting blocks in Congress? Is it just going to happen, Trish, and we just have to suck it up?
Oh, taxes? No, I don't think so. Actually, Joe Manchin's like the new hero, right? Joe Manchin's actually standing up for what is American right now and being less swayed by party politics. So I think if we could see a few more Joe Manchins out there in the Democrat Party, I don't think it's fait accompli. I don't think he's going to get it through. Because you know what? At the end of the day, Seb, Americans believe in opportunity for everyone. They don't want to be told that, you know what, we're going to tax you. And let's not forget, a lot of, you know, $200,000 per earner, and suddenly you're in that $400,000 bracket, right? Joe Biden said individuals. Well, it turns out often individuals are married, right? So they're filing jointly. Hey, buddy, you know, wake up. It's 2021. A man and a woman can both work. I'm sorry. I'm clearly agitated by it, Seb.
It's okay. I've got a title for this. I've got this title for the segment. Hey, wake up, buddy. I like that. It's good. Okay. We've got 2.5 minutes left with Trish Regan. Follow her, Trish_Regan on Twitter, trishintel.com. And you've got to check out the Trish Intel podcast. The border crisis. She let it out. She let the cat out of the bag. The president's press secretary said it's a crisis. She tried to walk it out, but it's out there now. How is this going to impact even more on the economic situation?
Well, it's really, well, obviously, because all these people coming over, I mean, you've got to take care of them in some way, shape, or form, right? You got nearly 15,000 children, unaccompanied minors, that are being housed either at the border by our Border Patrol or by Health and Human Services. I mean, this all costs money, right? It costs money in various economies. Whether they wind up in Stamford, Connecticut, or in El Paso, Texas, these communities have to bear the brunt of these people coming in, often of whom do not speak English, don't have the skills to get various jobs. Look, you know, I'm okay with immigration. I love immigration. We are a nation of immigrants. You're an immigrant.
Yep.
Seb, I mean, that's not my problem here. My problem is, why don't we have a government that does this in a constructive, streamlined way so that we make sure that we can afford to bring in the people that we're bringing in, so that we can make sure that they have a way to take care of themselves and to make sure that everybody is accounted for. This is a total disaster. It is a crisis. C-R-I-S-I-S is the word crisis. I don't know why they're so obsessed with word choices right now. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's when you think that the word you use to describe it changes the reality, you are living in La La Land. And you mentioned it. You stole my thunder. But thank you. Think about this. I just want one Democrat to call in and tell me how 14,000 unaccompanied minors put in the hands of the jackals who are the human traffickers is morally justifiable, because it's not. TrishIntel.com is the website. Her Twitter account, Trish_Regan. God bless you, Trish. Keep doing what you do. This is America First. Your call's next here. 833-33-GORKA. 833-334-6752. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Did you see what they did to Superman? Coming out next week. Actually, I should have mentioned it in my monologue, because it's all connected. It's all connected. I'm going to tell you what they've done to Superman. But first, I want you to be a real Superman. How? Because you can save lives right now. Some of you have already done it. $30,000 already raised for food for the poor. To feed the poorest of the poor, the children in our hemisphere who are starving. Just listen to our friend, Vice President of Food for the Poor, who's talking to our friends on the ground in Honduras.
Their most urgent need was food. And when you consider how inexpensively, because of our buying volume and because of our partners who give us food also, we can feed a child for 6 months and for a year, really it's a beautiful solution so that parents don't go through the pain of losing a child to hunger.
You can prevent that. You can be a real superhero. Help those parents to feed their children. They're feeding a million mouths every single day in more than a dozen countries. Make a donation now and save a life or multiple lives. Go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. Just one number, $37, donated once, feeds a child for 6 months. 6 months. They have the food, they just need to get it to them. No child anywhere should suffer. Be a real guardian angel. Be a superhero. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go right now to our website. Please help these children. SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka. SebGorka.com today. Thank you to all of those who already have. Let's go to Don. It's Friday. You're always going to talk to Don. Line 3, Los Angeles.
Oh, Dr. G, great to be on with you. But I wish I could laugh when I heard the Chinese and the Russians throwing the Democratic talking points in their face. Dr. G, they've been writing them. for the last 30 years in Moscow and Beijing.
Yes, you're so right.
They should know.
They wrote them. They exported them. The bloody teachers taught them to each other in the teacher colleges, then in the high schools, then in the colleges, and now the cretinous Blinken and Biden don't realize that it's the talking points that they absorbed for 30 years. You're a genius, Don. Of course you are.
Oh, amen, hallelujah, Dr. G. It's so scary. You know, the great Trevor Loudon, he just wrote for the last couple of weeks in the Epoch Times that Moscow and Beijing, through their proxies, Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party USA, are actually steering the Democratic Party, actually the way the communists did the ANC in South Africa. You know, their leadership wing is dominated by communists. Their military wing in the streets, BLM and Antifa, are their revolutionary striking arm. And they make no bones about it. The liberal media covers for them more than they do. They're proud of it. They broadcast it from the rooftops. The media says, "Wow, they're just left-leaning." Or you know, it's Dr. G. Our democracy hangs by a thread.
Yeah, and you know, there's one big difference. You know what the big difference is? You don't have to send any of the people here to the Patrice Lumumba University in Moscow. You don't have to send any of them to Algerian revolutionary training camps because Berkeley will do it, because Harvard will do it right here in the United States.
That's the terrifying thing, Doctor. Oh, before I go, on a lighter note, you know, you were mentioning the passing of the late, great Yaphet Kotto.
Yes.
Have you ever seen The Liberation of Lord Byron Jones?
I don't think I have. What is that?
Oh, I think it's the first movie I ever saw Yaphet Kotto in, and you almost can't recognize him. He's so young, so lean. His hair is cropped so short, it's almost shaved.
Because he was a big dude. He was a powerful figure.
Yeah, that's why you almost don't recognize
The Liberation of Lord Byron Jones.
Right, yeah, the title character was played by the great Roscoe Lee Brown, another great voice guy. And Yaphet Kotto is coming to town to avenge him. I won't say anything more about
it. Okay, no spoilers, but at least I've got something to watch. Fabulous, fabulous. First call of the day, and it's already superlative. Have a blessed weekend, Don. Thank you. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Are you as healthy as you should be, as you wish to be? I'm back in the gym. My knee's doing great. Twice a week, I'm in the gym pumping iron. But you got to eat right as well. And when you don't, you got to make up for it. Do what I do. Every single day, I take Balance of Nature, thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that remarkably provide me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I just call it health in your hand because that's what it is. Unadulterated nutrients that make sure you are the healthiest you can be. And right now, if you use my name, Dr. Howard's going to give you 35% off and free shipping. Don't wait any longer. Call them now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
I feel so bad for those who are watching on YouTube, not listening to us on terrestrial radio. The music is just so good. I think it's the best bumper music on the planet. And right now, it's The Saint, or The Adventures of the New Saint. Why? Because saints are real, especially our Leos, our law enforcement officers who keep us safe every single day. Strap on that Sam Brown, that badge, and that gun to go into harm's way. And we are honored, we are delighted to have with us
Sheriff Mark Lamb from Arizona's Pinal County. Welcome, Sheriff, to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Well, my producer saw you do a couple of TV interviews, and you spoke the truth, and that's what we like here in America First. So just you know, we've got 3 million listeners. We've got millions of people who download us every single week and watch us on YouTube. What is the reality for you and your deputies when it comes to the last 58 days in America? Have things changed for you when it comes to illegal migration in your county, Sheriff?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been a disastrous change. It is not a change that we welcomed or are enjoying, that's for sure. You know, immediately overnight, we started having, I mean, the last 2 months, we've had 40 plus pursuits where they end in a bailout, which means that they run from us, they stop, everybody bails out of the vehicle into the desert. Typically, they'll leave somebody behind. Like, we had one where 12 people bailed out of the car, and they left a 16-year-old Guatemalan girl behind because they know that we're going to have to deal with this unaccompanied minor while all of them go free into this country. Last Wednesday alone, we had 49 apprehensions in one day. It's not uncommon for us to go out and have 20 apprehensions. And mind you, I'm 60 miles off the border. That's how far they're infiltrating into our country, camouflage clothes. They don't want to be caught. And here's what I know I'm kind of running on, and I'll give you a second.
No. We need to know. Our listeners, our viewers need to know. So you tell us what's changed.
You know, and what I keep telling people, this isn't about immigration anymore. This is about human trafficking and drug trafficking into this country. And if you care about human beings, it shouldn't matter what party you are. If you care about protecting those people, then you should absolutely care about border security, because the cartel is using these people to gain money. They're raping the women. They're using the children as pawns, which is clear as day right now. And they extort the men for money. They force them to carry drugs.
So this isn't, as some have portrayed it, as some kind of spontaneous, random, organic response to Joe Biden being president. This is being institutionally organized for the profit of the cartels, correct?
Absolutely. And the cartels understand what our politics and our policies are better than we do as Americans. And they knew where Joe Biden was leaning and his administration, and they were more than willing and more than ready to help accommodate those people to come across this country. Look, they don't just let people come across. On the other side, the cartel is regulating. They make these people pay. They give them children to, hey, here, take this kid across with you. They're less likely to stop you.
So this is something that I want everybody to understand. I heard this from my friend, former Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. They are using children from the northern counties in Mexico as props so that groups of adults coming across can say, we are a family unit, so the feds have to treat them differently. Are you confirming that, Sheriff Lamb?
Yes, 100%. And out in Collin County, Texas, one of my other fellow sheriffs out there, they do interdiction on the highways out there. He says no less than 3 to 5 times they have actually pulled cars over where the people in the front had no idea who the children in the back were, and the children in the back had no idea who the people in the front were. They know what our policies are. They're using that against us. They're using children, which is despicable. And honestly, where are these parents of these people? You know, we have intel that says that they're either selling their children to the cartel, that they're being, you know, kidnapped by the cartel. But however you dissect it, these people are using, the cartel are using these children as pawns to get people here and to traffic their drugs across.
I have to ask you, we're talking to Sheriff Mark Lamb, Pinal County, Arizona. Follow him, Sheriff Lamb 1 on Twitter. What has happened to your capacity to work interagency, to work with the federal authorities in the last 58 days since the inauguration of a new president?
You know, I want to first start off by saying that the boots on the ground, these guys are awesome. They want to do their job. They're being handcuffed by Washington right now, by these policies from this administration. These are men and women that put on this badge, and they want to uphold the law. And the law says you can't come to this country illegally. And we don't want people trafficking people, humans, and drugs either. But it has strained that relationship, not in the sense that we don't work well together, but in the sense that they're not able to work as much as they would like to work with us.
Because they're not being permitted to.
Right. Or they're being forward deployed to areas that don't benefit me. Or ICE is being told that you're not going to deport anybody, you're not going to take anybody in. I just got a call from one of our federal partners recently, I'm not going to say who, that told me that the private prison, I have like 8 prisons in my town where my office is, but one of the private prisons houses a lot of those federal inmates. And I got a call saying, hey, ICE is no longer going to take them from this private prison, so they're just going to get released right into your community. This is a tiny little town that has no public transportation. It's several thousand people at best. And now all of a sudden you're going to just interject people that have no idea where they're at. You just put them into our communities. It's not fair to us. Here's the other thing that Americans need to understand. This isn't an Arizona problem. The majority of the drugs that are being trafficked in and the majority of the humans that are being trafficked in do not stay here in Arizona.
Right.
They go all throughout this country. The methamphetamines, the fentanyl that they're producing at alarming rates, all of that is filtering throughout America. They estimate that almost 50% of all illegal drugs that come to America come through the borders of Arizona.
Unbelievable. You are doing the Lord's work. This isn't just about the counties, the regions along the southern border, or even 60 miles from the border like Sheriff Lambs. It's affecting all Americans everywhere. This has to stop. It's a tragedy, humanitarian tragedy, and it is a national security threat. Thank you, Sheriff Lamb. Stay on the line. I need to talk to you offline in the break. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. Me included. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. That should be you. Find out today if Relief Factor could work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call now, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Life's little comforts, they matter so much, don't they? I love my big mug of hot industrial strength tea every morning. And now I enjoy my fur-lined sheepskin slippers with the My Pillow lining. Oh yeah, they're so good. Support this man. 25 corporations are trying to cancel Mike Lindell because he's one of us. He's a patriot. Go straight to his website. Order one of more than 100 US-made products. Use my name to get more than 60% off. Stand with Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. Have a celebration in your new slippers. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Let's go to Jason, Indianapolis, line 3.
Hi, Dr. G. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make just a quick observance is, back on the 4th of July when President Trump was in office, he wanted to have a parade for the troops, and it was the act of a dictator. And all of a sudden, now we've got, 2,300 troops or 3,200 troops basically stationed there, and nothing's being said anywhere.
Yeah, he wanted one tank to celebrate July the 4th. Not only that, do you remember, Jason, do you remember in the midst of cities burning, like Portland, like Seattle. Do you remember that the president wanted to deploy the National Guard, wanted to deploy the military?
Absolutely.
280 retired generals and national security officials said, no, that's wrong. That would sully the reputation of our military. But funny, none of those 280 have said word one about the 7,000 National Guards lining the streets of the United States. Isn't that interesting, my friend?
It's not interesting. Well, it is interesting, yes, but we all know exactly what's going on.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you, my friend. Great to remind us of the hypocrisy of the left. Let's go to Al in California, line two.
Is this Viscount Gorka?
Viscount. I like that. I'm a little bit more into Baron. I like Baron or Count, but Viscount will do. Thank you.
All right, I'll get through these as quickly as I can. Out here in California, the Riverside County Sheriff's uniformed badge officer says he will no longer hold illegal aliens for ICE to deport, which is his job. And the second thing is we have the Sierra Club out here that for years has been telling us to use less resources and have smaller families, but they won't address immigration. So here's the specter. What is wrong with this picture? You've got a law enforcement officer that won't affect the law, and you've got an open borders environmental group. What is wrong with this picture?
Yeah. Everything, Al. Everything.
You can discuss that further. I have to get this in. You mentioned Japanese relocation. Now, my parents were here when Pearl Harbor was attacked in California. My dad is a highly decorated fighter
pilot.
We're
out of time, okay. Al.
We only had two choices. We could either move them inland or leave them here, and we got up in
history. History is a hard mistress. Stay on this channel, everybody.